The tiger in the story has been trained by his master to perform tricks before a large audience at a circus. His audience, comprising both children and adults, enjoys his performance and tricks and does not appear to be afraid of him. The tiger comes to believe that human beings are brave and are not scared of animals. One day, finding his enclosure unguarded and open, the tiger walks out into the town for a walk. As he walks down the streets, he finds people running around, trying to find a hiding place at the sight of a tiger. The tiger is confused to see their reactions because he is used to seeing thousands of people watch his shows every evening from a close distance. He cannot understand why they are so afraid to see him in the town, especially because he does not want to hurt them or attack them. Do you know how long a fully grown tiger is? A fully grown tiger's body, if measured from head to tail, may be more than 11 feet long. How do you think people would react if they saw such a big tiger sitting across the door of a house or a shop, wandering down the lane? The tiger in the story reaches a restaurant. He sits down at the door of the restaurant. He sees that all the people there are shocked and frozen in their seats to see him sitting at the entrance. The tiger wants to tell them that they do not need to be afraid of him because he is not hungry, and that tigers only attack when they are hungry, that they are not like human beings who kill without a good reason. The tiger also wants to tell the people present over there that they are not brave as he had thought them to be, and that he only wants to watch them, not harm them. The tiger notices that the schools in the town are being closed early, and the school children are shouting with a mixture of delight, excitement, and fear. He enters the school gate and goes into the headmaster's room. The headmaster climbs up into the attic in fear, and the tiger goes to sleep under the headmaster's desk. He wakes up to find that he has been locked up in the headmaster's room. The tiger then hears his circus master angrily telling a teacher not to use rude and ugly words such as brute to describe him.